Welcome to the McKinney Creative Ventures podcast. I'm your host, Sam McKinney, founder of McKinney Creative Ventures, your local small business technology and marketing company. Today, we're going to be going through a recent blog post we put up outlining the recent changes in Google review policies in 2026. What is allowed, what is banned, and how to stay compliant. Let's dive in. Google's review policies come down to one principle. Every review must reflect a real, firsthand experience, and a business cannot manufacture, filter, or buy the outcome. As of an April 2026 update, Google explicitly bans review quotas and directing staff to solicit reviews that name a specific employee. The other long-standing rules still apply. No incentives, no review gating, no insider reviews, and no pressuring customers to review on-site. Break them and you risk having reviews stripped, your Google business profile suspended, and, in the United States, exposure under a new FTC rule. Reviews are the most valuable trust signal a local service business has, which is exactly why the rules around them are strict and getting stricter. Many of the tactics that agencies and vendors sold as best practices a few years ago are now policy violations. This guide lays out what Google actually permits, what it prohibits, and how to build more reviews the right way, so you can share it with your team and stop relying on advice that could get your profile flagged. The core rule: a review must reflect a genuine experience. I'll say it again, a review must reflect a genuine experience. Everything in Google's review policy flows from a single requirement in its Maps user-generated content rules. Content must be based on a real experience and must accurately represent the location. Google's policy prohibits content that is not based on a real experience or does not accurately represent the location. If a review is invented, incentivized, written by someone with a stake in the business, or coached into existence, it fails that test no matter how positive it is. Google is enforcing this at scale. In its 2025 Trust and Safety reporting, Google said it blocked or removed more than 292 million policy-violating reviews in a single year. That's a big number. The volume of fake reviews is rising, driven in part by AI making them cheap to produce, which is why the company keeps tightening both the rules and the automated systems behind them. So what did Google add that's different in April 2026? On April 17th of 2026, Google added two new clauses to the rating manipulation section of its policy, closing loopholes that local businesses had leaned on for years. The policy now explicitly prohibits the following. Number one, review quotas. Quote, merchants requesting that staff solicit a certain number of reviews, end quote. Telling your team to bring in 10 reviews a month is now a stated violation. You cannot give them quotas. It has to be natural experience. Number two, scripted staff name reviews. Quote, merchants requesting that staff solicit reviews that include specific content, including content that identifies a staff member, end quote. The second clause is where most people are getting confused and subsequently identifying it and reading it the wrong way, so it's worth being precise here. Google did not ban reviews that mention employees. A customer who writes, quote, Jake was fantastic, end quote, is completely fine, and that review can still be published and featured. What is banned is the business engineering it, coaching staff to ask customers to name them, or running campaigns built around staff name mentions. The line is between a genuine, unprompted mention and a manufactured one. The practices that violate Google's review policy. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty. Here's the full set of new prohibited practices stated plainly so you and your team can avoid them. Number one, review gating. Review gating means selectively asking only happy customers for a public review while routing unhappy ones to a private channel. A common version is a survey that sends 4-star and up responses straight to Google and everything below to an internal form. Google prohibits discouraging or prohibiting negative reviews and selectively soliciting positive ones. You must ask everyone the same way, regardless of how you expect them to respond. Number two, incentivized reviews. You cannot offer anything of value in exchange for a review. Google's policy bars merchants from offering incentives such as payment, discounts, free goods, and/or services in exchange for posting any review. That includes entry into a giveaway, a discount on the next service, or a small gift. The incentive taints the review, whether it is positive or not, and Google will put the ban hammer down fast if they find out that you are doing it. Number three, on-premise pressure and shared review devices. Google's policy states that merchants should not require or pressure users to leave ratings or write reviews while on the premises. That is the basis for the widely reported crackdown on review kiosks and shared tablets. A dedicated in-store device that customers use to leave a review pressures an on-the-spot rating, often from a single device and IP address, which also looks like manipulation to Google's spam filters and systems. The compliant pattern is the opposite. The customer reviews later on their own device after they have left. In other words, don't ask people to leave the review while they are on the spot. Even if they're using their own device, if they're connected to your Wi-Fi, the IP address is going to show consistency. If they're doing it from their own cell phone that's not connected to your Wi-Fi, you can kind of get around it for a little bit. However, Google's still looking at location, and that location can start to throw a flag if they see too many reviews coming from the exact same spot. Number three, scripted content. You cannot tell customers what to say. Google instructs that merchants should not request that specific content be included. Asking a customer to mention a particular product, phrase, or staff member crosses the line. You can invite a review, you cannot dictate its contents. Number four, insider reviews and conflicts of interest. Oh, wait, number five, I lost count. Insider reviews and conflicts of interest. Reviews from people connected to the business are prohibited under the conflict of interest rule, which cover current or former employment, a contractual or consultatory relationship, or other professional or personal affiliations. In practice, that means owners, employees, contractors, family members, and close friends should not be reviewing the business. It also means that you should not review your competitors. This is something that is violated all the time by everybody I've ever met. Now, there is a wide swath of gap here in which people can generally get away with this to a certain extent. Google is not going to really know if somebody is your friend or even if they're your family member. However, it still can flag their systems. So if you are going to do this, be careful. Do it wisely. Do it smart. Or, better yet, avoid it altogether and go and get reviews from your actual customers and not just people that you know. The legal layer. The FTC's new fake review rule. In the United States, this is no longer only a platform policy issue. A Federal Trade Commission rule that took effect on October 21st, 2024 makes it unlawful to buy or sell fake reviews and addresses insider reviews that do not disclose the relationship, company-controlled review sites posing as independent, and certain review suppression tactics, with civil penalties available against knowing violators, so they will come down on you. A tactic like having staff and family post glowing reviews is now both a Google violation and a potentially legal liability. Be careful out there. So how do you get more reviews? The compliant way. How do you do it the right way? None of this means you cannot actively build a business based around reviews. Google clearly permits soliciting and encouraging genuine reviews, as long as there are no incentives and no pressure to leave them. The compliant playbook is straightforward and, done consistently, outperforms the shortcuts anyway. Number one, ask everyone, not just the happy ones. A neutral, universal request is both compliant and a more accurate picture of your business. Number two, after they leave, ask them on their own device. A follow-up text or email shortly after the job with a direct link to your Google review page is the cleanest method. This can be easily accomplished using a modern CRM system. Number three, make it easy, not scripted. A review link or QR code on a receipt, an emailed invoice, or a take-home card is just fine. Just don't tell them what to write. Let them come up with their own voice, their own words, and their own thoughts. Number four, automate the timing, not the content. Trigger the request when a job is marked complete so it happens every time while the experience is fresh in their minds. And number five, respond to every review. Responding is allowed, encourage, and builds trust with the next reader. And from what I can tell, using an automated AI response system to ensure consistency with this is still Google compliant. You are not altering their review in any way, you're simply responding to it. Google seems not to care about that, at least not yet. This is exactly how we build review engines for clients inside our CRM and automation work. We do this stuff with clients locally, and it pairs with the broader Google Business Profile Optimization Guide. So what to do about a fake or unfair review? If a competitor, a former employee, or a person who is never a customer posts a review, do not retaliate with fake positives. Flag the review through your Google Business Profile for removal, citing the specific policy it breaks, such as conflict of interest or content not based on a real experience. Then respond publicly, calmly, and factually. Because that response is written for the next reader far more than for the reviewer. Removal is not guaranteed and it can be slow, but a professional response protects your reputation regardless of the outcome. So let's recap what we learned here. Google's review rules reward businesses that earn reviews and punish those that manufacture them. The core requirement is that every review reflect a genuine first-hand experience. The April 2026 update added explicit bans on review quotas and on directing staff to solicit reviews that name an employee. While the long-standing prohibitions remain, no incentives, no review gating, and no on-premises pressure or shared review kiosks, no scripted content, and no insider reviews from owners, staff, family, or close friends are allowed. In the US, the FTC's 2024 rule adds real legal exposure on top of platform risk. The good news is that the compliant path is also the durable and sustainable one. Ask every customer, ask after they leave, on their own device, make it frictionless without scripting it, automate the timing, and respond to everything. That builds a review profile that lifts your local ranking and survives Google's enforcement, instead of one that can vanish overnight. Thank you all for joining us today. I hope that this was insightful and informative. If you have any questions, you can reach us at mckinneycv.com or give us a call at 651-600-1636. Looking forward to talking with you more on the next podcast episode. Have a great day, everybody.